I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
It's the Gadget Grill on... You can hear me? Can you hear me, Dad?
Yes, I can hear.
I can't hear me.
Can't you let me
no,
hear
I
you?
No, I can't hear me. Can you... that's better. That's a lot better.
See?
Yeah, see? What a difference a volume control.
See what happens when I push the big red button?
Yeah, I see what happens when you push the big red button. I get sound again.
There you
that's
go.
That's nice. Welcome to the Gadget Grill, the first gadget... Could you stop pushing the big red button? You're distorting me.
Good.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it.
There you go.
Welcome to the... Don't. How am I going to get an intro out if you keep pushing the big red button? Stop pushing the big red button.
My hands are tied.
No, they're not. They're up in the air. Okay. Welcome to the Gadget Grill, the first Gadget Grill of 2010, and what an exciting year this should prove to be, because there was a movie made about this year several years ago, you know, 2010, the, was that 2012?
No, there's 2010, which was the follow-up to 2000, The Space Oddity.
Therefore, there must be a computer out there trying to kill us, at least 10 this year.
Somebody tried to follow up the Stanley Kubrick one.
How'd it go? That well.
Yeah. Welcome. I'm sure there's something good I could say about it.
Well, in that case, instead, if you can't say something
good
about
it... It had Helen Mirren in it.
Did it?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
If you can't say something good about it, why not just say, welcome to the first Gadget Grill of 2010?
Welcome to... Oh, well, if I said Helen Mirren's in it, that's something good.
That's not really a welcome, though.
No.
Welcome to the first Gadget Grill of...
Welcome to the first Gadget Grill of the next decade. Of this decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Gary Stark.
My name is Lee Stark.
And we're here to talk you through gadgets and technology and anything else that we feel is appropriate or even inappropriate here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the Gadget Grill and on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
And on the sides of buses, where we gather most of our news.
That is right. Everything that you'll hear today, you could probably find on the side of a bus somewhere.
Especially in Sydney.
That's right.
Yeah, because today...
They're very authoritative, aren't they?
Oh, completely. I learned today that Gateway are coming back in the country. Gateway, the people who create computers that look sort of like they've been painted with cows. They don't dispense milk, but they moo.
A computer that moves.
Sort of, yeah. It doesn't move, it moves.
Well, there you go. That is exciting.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're doing something.
No, I'm not.
You're looking at your computer like you're going to do something.
No, I'm not.
And welcome to another joke-tastic year. Another year of boring-ass, annoying dad jokes, son of a...
Oh, there you go.
You know, you could stop being such a cock for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. And on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the future of file distribution, where it is now, and where we're currently seeing it going, because it's going into some strange territories.
Just like us.
Yeah, just like us, Dad.
Yeah, we're going into strange territories.
Yeah, what strange territory? A jokeless one? A jokeless strange territory?
Well, we'll come to the Chinese thing in a few minutes, won't we?
The Chinese thing?
Yeah, the territory, Chinese territory.
Wow, that segue wasn't even well timed.
No, of course
not. Your segue sucked this year.
Well, there you go.
Jeez, segues are going to get... Let me get this straight. Not only do your jokes suck, your segues suck. Tay's basically saying to me, you're going to suck more this decade than last decade.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've started off this decade well on the first day of the year, you know, blowing up the washing machine.
That's true. You did a great job. I walked in the house. I just seen Avatar only half an hour prior. I walked in and sniffed the air. Brown smell. Dad, did you blow up the washing machine?
I did a good job of it.
You know there's a problem when the first words you utter to your dad are, Dad, did you blow up the washing machine? And on that note, we should probably get into something else. It's people's birthdays this week.
It is, indeed.
Today specifically.
There's a couple of birthdays that are important.
Are they? Are they really important?
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You got to pay attention to the show, not your computer.
I am. Oh, that's where it went. Mm. Yep, that's okay. Mm. No. We've got birthdays. For instance, this is a most important birthday for us on technology shows.
I'm not really sure. Can you do that again?
Can I do that again? I'm sure I can. Let me see if
do
I
it
can
again.
Do
Go
that
on,
again.
Go on, do it again. Oh, of course. That's the sound effect that Macs have been having for ages, a startup sound. And actually, it's not just a file, like a music file. It's actually cooked into their EFI. So if you have a Hackintosh, you don't get that with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something I learned a few minutes ago when trying to find a file for us to play. You don't actually get that if you're a hacker. I'd turn mine on. It's like, ooh, it's not there. Okay.
There you go.
And that is the reason why. Because it's actually built into the file system that Apple set up on their computers.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But it is Apple's birthday today.
How old are they?
37?
What did you say, 73?
32. 32 years old.
What did you say, 70?
77. On the 3rd of January, 1977.
So it'd be
33. Yes, 33, yeah.
Okay.
On the 3rd of January, 1977, Apple Computer Corp. was incorporated.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, sort of those of us who are involved in technology, that's probably something important to note and to commemorate or
Completely.
To observe.
And we aren't even in the news yet, geez.
No, but, you know, sort of you mentioned the birthday, so I thought that I would mention that.
Indeed.
Yeah. They were actually established in Cupertino, California on April the 1st, 1976, but it was incorporated on January the 3rd, 1977.
Who am I? Can you turn that over? Maybe I can get 900.
Don't you know who I am?
No, I was thinking maybe I can get $300 on sale of the... never mind.
No.
Damn.
Well, on the subject of birthdays, it is also George Martin's birthday.
Who's he?
George Martin was the producer of most of the Beatles' hits.
Right.
Brilliant music producer, brilliant record producer.
That's why you had me look for a Beatles track today, which is why I found one not by a Beatle.
Absolutely.
It says Katy Noonan with Eleanor Rigby, some Beatles jazz to start the night off.
You've been working hard all morning and now it's time to relax for lunch. What better place than with your pals in the shed? And what better shed than the one right here on Tuesdays on 2RDJ between 1 and 3?
So please come and join Peter Worthington, that was him, and me, Gary Stark. We're your pals in the shed on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
And don't forget your lunch.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the slightly more inner west than the one you knew last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And if
it's
you
amazing
want,
how far west the inner west spreads these days.
Yeah, I know. These days you can get an inner west spread in Vegemite, in Nutella, in a whole bunch of
That's
other different types
indeed,
of spreads, and
indeed
you can
indeed
spread
you can.
It on toast.
Yes.
And if you'd like to listen to this on a toast-built radio, good for you, please send us a picture of the toast-built radio to... info@catchagrill.com.au, where we can post a picture of it, and you can listen to it at 88.1 radio, which is the radio station where I've got no idea what I'm saying. If you'd like to listen to this podcast and any of the other 56 we've done so far, it's quite a lot, head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au. Right now, it's time for some news. Let me start, if I could, because CES is coming up next week.
It is,
and there's some interesting things that are expected to launch them. Intel are going to launch some new things, Samsung, all the major ones. They're not who I'm interested in at the moment. Ever heard of a company called Morphe?
No.
They create things like the juice pack for the iPhone, which is a little thing you stick on the back and gives your iPhone basically twice as much power as it normally had. So
it's an extension battery.
Yeah, so it works for like a day and a half as opposed to just a half a day.
30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to look to launch a new piece of hardware soon that looks a little bit like a battery pack, but it's actually a credit card reader.
Oh.
Scans the strip, and the expectation is it will allow you to, I guess, make purchases on the go, but also if you're an FPOS person, use it for that sort of reasons.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Your turn, sir.
That's pretty cool. Okay. What have I got? Yes. Let's talk about Apple for a moment, seeing as how it's their birthday today.
Okay.
And it looks like that the Ice Late is going to be released.
I still think that's a terrible name.
Well, it's better than an Ice Skate, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's actually not.
No? You prefer an ice skate to an ice slope, do you?
I prefer an ice skate, yeah.
Yes. Well, apparently that a former Google China president has written in his personal blog in Chinese that he spoke with a friend at Apple that is familiar with the upcoming Apple tablet.
Mm-hmm.
According to this unnamed source, not only is the device real, but it will be revealed in January, and Apple are expecting to sell 10 million of them in the first year.
That must be a pretty inexpensive device if they're expecting that sort of numbers.
Well, not exactly. They're saying that it's going to be a price of under $1,000. That's US dollars.
And wait, how many Apple fanboys are there? 6 million. Okay, yeah, so they've got to account for the other 4 million.
Yeah. So, other rumours have suggested somewhere around about the $700 or $800 mark.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Which is under 1,000, but is it going to be closer to 800 or closer to 1,000?
I'm guessing close to 800 because they're going to want to play off of the netbook sales and whatnot.
Right.
And the really expensive end. Speaking of ice skates, though, an Australian designer named Michael Jenkins, hooray for Australian inventors, has created a new activity, which is half rollerblade, half chariot.
Half rollerblade.
Half chariot.
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 As in Roman chariot. Horse-drawn and... okay.
Giant wheels get attached to your feet with little training wheels attached to them as well. And basically the idea is to ski with massive wheels. So it's a cross between, I guess, skiing and inline rollerblading with training wheels.
Interesting.
And it's created in Australia.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay with Apple for a little bit longer.
Okay.
And apparently, according to 18... Now, you've got to remember that in America, the only place that you can use an Apple according to your license, etc.,
mm-hmm.
is through AT&T. They're the only people who are selling it with plans and so on, and your phone is supposed to be locked to the AT&T network.
Of course, yeah.
However, if you live in New York City, then you have a problem because AT&T...
I thought we talked about this last week.
I don't know. I don't believe we did. Did we?
We may have.
Did we? I know.
Say it again anyway.
Yeah, let me just look at this.
I thought you mentioned this to me last week.
I might have mentioned to you. I don't know if we spoke about this, but we may have, yes.
You've started already.
Hang on.
You know what? You've started already.
Yes. Let me look at the date on that. 28th. When was the 28th?
You're asking, we went to the show on the 27th, I think.
Yes, this is after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a nice interruption to our show.
Yes. Apparently, in New York, AT&T have stopped, stopped momentarily selling the iPhone mm-hmm. Because their network can't deal with it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You want me to take over while you take that phone call?
Yes.
All right there. There's an expectation of a few new things over at CES, one of which is expected to be a pair of goggles for those skiers who want to capture images. And what it is, it's a pair of massive goggles for ski masks with a little camera at the top.
Okay.
So you can
capture...
This
is not new. I've seen this sort of thing before.
Yes, but it is capable of getting 720 by 480 video resolution, and it has a 16 gig support via a micro SD slot.
Okay, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Micro SD slot and a pair of goggles.
I know. How weird is it getting?
Yes.
It's all mostly pre-CES news this week because CES is coming up next week, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Right. Okay. What about text-to-speech?
Not a big...
How about it's illegal?
How is it illegal?
Apparently, book publishers are getting upset with text-to-speech in devices such as the Kindle.
Yeah. How is it illegal if they're pissed
about it? Because they're afraid that it's infringing copyright.
It doesn't infringe copyright. It infringes copyright if people record it. Well, no, it only infringes copyright if people record their text and listen to the audio as opposed to their audiobooks.
Yeah. Publishers are concerned about slippery slopes that lead to them losing control of their copyrights. Basically, it's not just the Kindle, but it's also other devices that... That enable the...
But that means any computer and almost every phone That's ridiculous.
Yes, that's going to be an interesting battle to see.
That's ridiculous.
I agree, but it's going to be interesting further down the track.
You got anything else there,
I've got one more thing that's not actually technology news. But it's one that you'll be interested in.
Hooray!
Because it's, well, it is sort of technology, but it's in a different way. It's science and technology.
Okay.
Because there was a German shepherd called Tracker.
Okay.
That rescued the last survivor from the rubble of Ground Zero from the 2001 September 11 attacks on New York City.
Yes, what about him?
Well, he became ill in 2008.
Oh.
And there was a competition to clone somebody's pet.
Oh.
Tracker won the competition, and BioArts...
Yes, they're the ones responsible for all the pet clonings. I've seen something on them before. Have produced
five clones of Tracker.
Are any up for sale?
No, because they're all going to be used for rescue purposes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My last piece of news is nowhere near as cool as yours. Gee, okay. What a shock. Internet Explorer is losing ground to all the other...
There's a surprise.
Yeah, Internet Explorer is still up there. It's got 62.69% of the market share, but it's losing it quickly to the ridiculous amount of other browsers there are out there. Firefox in second, Chrome in third, just ahead of Safari, with Opera, Opera Mini, and the mysterious Other behind them.
Oh.
Other.
The Other.
Other. Other, other.
Did you mention Safari?
I did. Safari's fourth.
Okay.
Against Chrome.
So what is the other?
I guess other would be things like...
yes.
You know, yeah.
Maybe Symbian?
Whatever. Androids. Androids uses Chrome, doesn't it?
Chrome,
but you could use things like the core versions of... Or maybe there's still people who use Netscape.
That's what it is.
Yeah, people who still use Netscape.
People using Windows 95 and Netscape.
Yep, absolutely.
Or text browsers.
Hey, there's got to be loads of them out there.
Yes.
And that's a sign of the tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, sort of there is the future, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean...
So you're saying this is tomorrow?
I'm asking, is this tomorrow?
I don't know. This is as tall as lions.
With Is This Tomorrow? It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ. You know, I really should get around to changing those sounds. We've had them over for a year now.
Yes, we have.
Or over a year now.
Yes.
I should change them. Maybe next week I'll change all of those little intro bits. Not our intro song, though. Our intro song is very special.
Is it?
We're going to get into our feature here, which is... A feature we thought about on the way here.
Because we planned the show well in advance. Yes.
And this feature is about file distribution. Because as it stands right now, the majority of people on the web use things like FTP and torrenting for file distribution. We're not talking about illegal things here. Sure, they can be used for purposes like that.
So can photocopiers.
So can VCRs.
Yes.
Everything can technically be used illegally. Hell, even buses can be used for illegal things. Look at how many...
Especially the sides of a bus.
The sides of a bus can be where we get most of our news from. However, you can actually look on the web and find, they're not new, but they are a very interesting service, and they are probably going to change the shape of how people share files over the internet. And that is a file sharing network that uses a website.
Something like RapidShare.
Or Mega Upload, or MediaFire, or Badonga, or Zshare. There's a lot of these things. And they exist on the logic of they provide you with X amount of space, X usually being bigger than most people's do, and they're just using shared servers, so 20, 30, 40 gig. You know, terabytes.
Right, yep.
We start getting into areas that become useless for measurement. They provide you with the space. You can be random user X, upload it, and your file exists on there for about 30 days until either a complaint has been received, in that case you might be an illegal file sharer, or until you pay for it, basically, to exist on there longer.
Yes.
Now, this is a new networking, a new way of... using
Well, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, but it's becoming huge, as in websites are now using them and users are using them to share things like drivers they've custom built or hacked together, video files, and it's a lot more reliable, I guess, than using something like torrenting.
Well, it's also, well, it's a lot quicker than torrenting, because torrenting can sometimes be quite slow if you don't have a lot of seeds.
Indeed, a torrent requires, for people who aren't aware, a torrent is one of the peer-to-peer networks, and you hear about it a lot
When people talk about illegally downloading music, they use a torrent for doing that.
A lot of the time. It's not necessarily illegal. In fact, a lot of instances, torrenting is not World of Warcraft, the massive gaming community centered around playing a video game together online in the mythical kingdom of Azeroth, uses torrenting to share updates.
So do VMware. You can get major distributions of
Linux,
of Linux and VMware builds, which can set up a virtual machine on your computer. They will often be found on file share, on rapid share, and that's on torrenting.
Then you've got even people like the internet TV stuff. I think Ironet had something similar to, or Internode did, and certainly the TV U player that allows worldwide distribution of various internet channels, that uses torrenting networks to actually send information. However, they're not the question. With things like the broadband for the internet filter coming into play in Australia, obviously targeting things like piracy, you can see these file distribution networks like Mega Upload and RapidShare being the alternative to it.
Well, the thing is that you put your file up there, it gets an anonymous name, so that if it is something that is illegal, then
it's very hard to track.
It's very hard to track because although you know what the file is that you're looking for, that's not what the file is going to be named when it's actually on the network. And from the point of view of the of the copyright holders, the licensees, then that makes it more difficult for them to find.
What's interesting is, from a point of view of a user right now, if you say you create a video of your kids, your kid has gone into play. This is an example used quite a lot. You've recorded your kid as Snow White, and you name it Snow White, and you decide to share it with your friends over email or torrent or something like that.
Because it's called Snow White.
Because it's called Snow White, and because torrents are easily searched, if company Disney comes along and tries to search a thing and finds you with a file called Snow White, regardless of what the media is, then you can essentially be fined or sent a nice little nasty letter. Well, nice little nasty letter is probably not the right wording for it.
How do you have a nice little nasty letter?
It's nice on the part of Disney, it's nasty on the part of you. You can be sent a letter like that regardless of what the media is. And it's, in fact,
using the name Snow White is probably a breach of their intellectual property.
Makes you wonder about all the people who have a Stitch in their work and whatnot for Stitch work, for Lilo and Stitch. Regardless of that, these sort of systems, these file uploading systems, circumvent that, because when you upload, you're essentially anonymous user X.
Yeah.
And while I'm not defending them, I'm not suggesting people should go to them for illegal networking. I mean, no one should really be doing illegal stuff as it is, buy your music, buy your movies like the rest of us.
Absolutely.
However, this is a safe way of transmitting your files to friends, like photos, videos, anything larger than the massive companies will allow for.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Of course, you could always just put them on your own server space with a different name, but I wouldn't suggest that.
How many people do that? And then the other side, even if you put it on, say I put it on our Gadget Grill address, what's the chances of the ISP, or not the ISP, but the server coming down saying, that file's illegal too?
Well, it's a possibility, but they would have to examine the file, and they'd have to have a reason to examine the file.
Sure, but
but if the file is named XYZABCD, and it's, sort of, who's to say that it's a photo or whatever? It's a zip file, it's encrypted.
How many people do that?
Yeah, well, but if you did, it would make it very, very difficult to...
But in most people's situations, this could be a lot easier.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Ah, because you'd end up getting them in a headlock, I guess.
Wow, your segues really do suck.
Oh, well, it's a Sunday night. It's been a slow week.
Wait. You're making the judgment call that from the future, every time you go on the air, because we go on a Sunday night, that your segues will suck.
Well, not because, but, it's the end of a week. It's the beginning of a week.
It's the beginning of a year in your segues.
It's been a slow week, Slow day.
Slow day? Okay, well, in that case, we'll start this off. This is Imogen Heap with a segue killing headlock.
distant flickering screen of scenery. I swear that's bringing it all back again.
88.1 Radio 2 RDJ. Do you realize that this could be the last time we hear that sound clip to that intro sequence?
It could well be. But that's up to you.
Yeah, it is up to me.
Yes.
It is up to me. You know what's up to you? Your review and your opinion on the Sony Bravia. I think it's a Z series that you've had.
Z series, 46 inch.
ZZ, one of
them. ZZ, yeah. 46 inch flat screen TV and the BDP S560 Blu ray disc player.
I'm just going to be honest with you, not having a clue what the hell the BDP, whatever the hell is, that sounds like a sexually transmitted disease the way you said it just then.
Okay, well, it's not. It's not a sexually transmitted disease. It's a Sony, one of the Sony new Blu-ray disc players.
Okay.
And
now, just to be clear, you requested the review, I think, of the Blu-ray player, and you didn't have a TV to review it on, so they sent you a TV to review it on.
That's correct.
And you've been reviewing both.
I've been reviewing both.
How'd it go?
Quite interesting, quite good. The Blu-ray player, it does everything very well. It's a very nice player, very sleek looking, very nice looking. My only complaint is that there's no actual, that I can see, eject button on the remote control.
Eject?
Eject.
Oh, was you to eject the disc?
To eject the disc, yeah. The only way you can pull a disc out is to actually get up and...
Well, maybe they're encouraging, you know, you well, to makes, not die.
Well, it kind of makes sense that you don't necessarily need an eject button on the remote control, because once you push the eject button, you've got to get up and get the damn disc out of the machine.
You didn't come with the Sony the robot to pick it up for you? And
it didn't come with the little...
R2-D2 clone. The Ibo.
The Ibo, yes.
Yeah, Ibo.
Ibo, that's what I said. It's got all the usual ports on the back. So we use the HDMI to connect it up to the Bravia Z series.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn on the Blu-ray player, it turns on the TV. It communicates with the TV very nicely, so that the TV is turned on and switches itself into Blu-ray mode with the player as the video source.
Now let's just talk about quality. Like, we know Blu-ray is good.
Yes.
The Z series, I think, is a 200 hertz TV. So that's great for sports. Tell me how it looked for movies.
For movies, very bloody good. See, I was impressed with the resolution. The whole thing looks very nice. Good colour, good depth of colour, good saturation and resolution.
I was a bit confused watching Star Trek on it, I got to admit, because it almost felt like it was tracking the camera too quickly, and that's not what the movie intended. I think you have to turn off the 200 hertz mode when you're watching movies, to be honest.
Okay, we might have to try that.
Yeah, we'll, I might try that tomorrow before we send it back.
Before we send it back. But the TV is quite a nice TV as well. I'm a little bit disappointed. The tuner section seems to be just a little bit weak. Where we live, we occasionally have a problem with picking up some of the stations.
Really? Occasionally?
Occasionally. Actually, yes, occasionally. This is using the external antenna.
Okay.
So, yeah, so occasionally, this is the corporate antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And some tuners bring in the signal better than others. And this one is probably a little bit, for instance, it's not as strong as on the HP TouchSmart.
Oh, the TouchSmart you finished reviewing recently.
Yeah. The TouchSmart has a stronger tuner, and that surprises me, because I'd expect a Sony dedicated television
TV to have a better tuner,
to have a better tuner
than a computer.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But the TouchSmart had virtually no problems at all picking up any of our stations.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the TouchSmart does have problems with a couple of stations occasionally.
The
Sony has problems picking it up. So there's that. And the reaction to the remote is just, it's probably about a 1 second delay. You press the remote and there's a little bit of a delay between...
Well, given that you're old, that's not such a bad delay. I mean...
Well, possibly.
You're old. You can wait. Surely you've waited this long for a big TV. You can wait an extra second for the channel 7.
But you might be pulling up the programming guide on the online guide.
I think 1 second's passed. Your TV show's over, Dad.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. It is a little bit slow to react. So that was the disappointing thing. But as far as picture quality goes and so on, it's a very, very nice little box.
And obviously the most important thing, aside from the amount of cup holders it doesn't have because it's a TV and not a car,
correct,
is that you can turn off that glowing Sony logo at the bottom of the screen.
Yes, that is able to be turned off. That was the first thing you noticed when we had it.
Well, it was bright. It's a bright logo.
And you don't want
Sony.
That when you want a dark, no, when you're watching a dark movie in a dark environment.
I've seen worse TVs that have giant blue logos, and blue is the most irritating colour in the spectrum next to green.
Next to red, actually.
I think next to green. I think if you're using bright, camera
using a camera next to red.
I think bright, or you're using a camera, sure, but I think bright blue on the eyes. I mean, the fact that video cameras these days still have problems with them. Hell, watch Doctor Who and Torchwood and you'll see these massive fluctuated blue lights. I mean, cameras don't like them either.
No, no.
So, yeah.
All in all, it's a very good combination. It's not necessarily a cheap combination.
But how much is it?
I think the TV's around about 2.5. And I think the Blu-ray is about, I don't know, 400 or 500.
So it's not free?
No, it's not free.
It's not free.
Oh, for it to be free.
Now, sadly, this song's not about Blu-ray players or TVs. This is Emiliana Torini with To Be Free. Radio 2 RDJ, this is The Gadget Grill. Avon calling, this is The Gadget Grill. What would you like today? Well, how about some useless gadgets to start the year off? Because we could never,
because we ever run out
of useless gadgets.
No. Useless gadgets, that's what the world survives on,
isn't it? The world needs more is useless gadgets, useless gadgets.
How about, okay, you're in your bathroom. And
I've got as much echo right now as I do normally.
Yes, okay. You're in your bathroom.
Okay.
And you're generally in your bathroom. You have the light turned on, don't you?
I do because...
because the sunlight doesn't get in there.
Well, it depends on if my pants are down or up. But sure, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, because your bathroom is a room, it's indoors, and the sun doesn't get in.
Unless you've got a window. I've got a window in my
bathroom. Well, even if you've got a window, you're not going to get a lot of sunlight coming in normally.
A fair amount of sunlight in the daytime, not the night.
Enough to be able to run a set of solar bathroom scales in your bathroom?
Yeah, probably not. But a lot of people don't keep their scales in their bathroom. I've known people who keep them in their bedroom where sunlight does pour into. And perhaps people think that the sunlight shines out of people's asses, you know, and that's
in which case,
it's completely plausible.
No. In which case,
you've got to open your butt cheeks and hope the rays come out. Just I'll stop there. How about, Dad? Some new earphones for you. You look like you could do with some. Those Fostex of yours are getting a little bit worn.
I know. I need new pads.
You do need new pads. Well, how about a Dachshund?
A Dachshund.
A wiener dog.
We're talking doggerel, are we?
Yeah, the dog. Yeah. It's an integral piece of wiring because on one side you have the dog and the whole head with a body and it just connects to an earphone, and the other side you got the tail. So you're wearing a dog.
So it's like using one of those fake arrows that look like it's gone through your head, except you got earphones,
yeah.
Now
exactly.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? You do one of those arrows.
Now
that
would be a great idea, Dad. Why don't you invest in it? Let's
find a set of those.
We should. Why don't you?
But of course those earphones would go very well with your new MP3 player.
Of course I need one because you know.
Yes, this
that
is the MP3.
Wait a minute. This one looks really weird. I can see the back of your paper here.
Yes. This is no, it's not what you, I can imagine what you're seeing.
Yeah, it looks really weird from this point of view.
No, it's not that. It is a lightsaber MP3 player.
Oh, did you think I thought that was a dildo? No. Seriously, I can see the Star Wars logo. Yes. I'm good.
Yeah, so this is a lightsaber MP3 player.
Does it play Star Wars tunes? Does it play John Williams?
I have no idea, but this is that is definitely for the dedicated Star Wars earphone.
Yes. How about some annoying clocks for you? So some alarm clocks.
Tick, tick, tick.
Like the clocks we have telling us that the show's almost over, and that's why Oscar Peters Trio and Soft Winds are playing beneath us right now. From the Atzani. This is from 1955, I think. Believe it or not.
Okay, but you're talking about annoying clocks.
I am. I'm just talking about the song quickly underneath this.
Okay.
Anyway, so the annoying clocks. How about a puzzle alarm clock? So to get
I'm puzzled
up,
by this one.
You would be. It's a regular alarm clock. It doesn't actually do much. But to turn it off, to shut... You know,
oh,
people,
no.
You know how people normally just tap the alarm clock, they throw it against the wall, do things like that?
So you have to complete a Rubik's Cube to get the alarm clock to
not
shut
quite.
Off.
Not quite. You know the ones where you have the different shapes and they fit into different things? You've got a triangle, you've got a star, you know, like that sort of thing? You got to do that while half asleep. And you're doing, and it's color coordinated too.
That's guaranteed to wake you up, isn't it?
Completely.
Colin, how do you like one of those?
Or how about the laser target alarm clock? If it sits away from your bed, you get a gun next to you. You have to get a bullseye to shut the alarm up.
Oh, that sounds reasonable. You could aim it. You could change the bullseye to a picture of your favorite politician.
You could.
Would make it.
It actually doesn't workable. Beat Clocky. Clocky is by far the most annoying.
Is this anything like Clippy?
No. Well, actually, yes. Yes. Clocky is as useless as Clippy because Clocky is an alarm clock that the moment you switch it on to snooze, it picks it up on it. It's got wheels on it, and it can roll off of wherever it is and start rolling around your entire bedroom until you get it off your ass.
I'd rather chase a puppy dog. Thank you very much.
Of course you would, but most people can't get puppy dogs in apartments, so Clocky is the next best thing. Plus, Clocky can actually be timed. Puppies can't.
Well, that depends on the puppy.
That does. Okay, you're gonna make that sort of puppy as well?
Yeah, I don't know.
You've been listening.
I like the idea of the arrows with the earphones in them.
You would.
Could you imagine that coming to the studio and you got an arrow going in one ear out the other and the headphones?
Dad, with how much crap that goes through your brain, it wouldn't surprise me.
No. Well, you have been listening to the first Gadget Grill of 2010
and the decade.
And the decade. What was that, Colin? Or you have just missed it, exactly right.
You have probably just missed
it. Yes,
and you're about to tune into Colin's fantastic show, the first new show of the decade, which hopefully you won't miss.
If you just missed the Gadget Grill, then good luck to you as well. You've probably done good.
Yeah.
Pardon? Tune in for class. We won't say what sort of class it is. I think it's about third class, isn't
it? Low class?
Yes. Yes, you have been listening to The Gadget Grill on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1 on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. We'll be back with more Gadgets Grilled on next Sunday at 9 p.m. here on 2RDJ. Stay tuned.
And you can bet with CES on next week we will have more gadgets than ever, at least 200% more.
And most of them will probably be
grilled.
Useless.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned now for Colin Richardson after the Macquarie National News. You are listening to the Oscar Peterson Trio and Soft Winds.
See everybody. Have a good week.